A friend gave me an unexpected gift a few weeks ago, a CD.
That's Mr. Sinatra with his pocket full of miracles, the 1160 time chime, 2.5 minutes past nine. Have no fear, large Earn is here. It's still 18 degrees. It's Ann Williams cheating on me.
And that's my father, working a shift on WJJD Radio in Chicago on the morning of February 12, 1962, a Saturday morning, in fact. Now, I can't say for certain that I was there, but I was many Saturdays, sitting next to my father, sipping coffee and hot chocolate, flipping through the papers and having my hair tousled by every salesman, secretary, and guy delivering donuts who passed through. Those 3 hours, which are often the highlight of my week, were a low point of my father's life. I think I can even hear it in his voice. He'd lost several jobs and his marriage, and now this man who was a bright and smart comedian who told jokes, did dialects, imitations, and sang silly songs of his own invention was reduced to waiting till a red light went on to bark.
The 1160 chime time is exactly 9:30 Central Standard Time. Have no fear. Big Earn is here at 1160 in Chicago, WJJD. The Kingston Trio, tell me where the flowers have all gone.
Where have all the flowers gone?
But I love those mornings. The real show began when the red studio light went out. Father would slap his hand over some story in the paper and exclaim, "Look at this!" Then mimic Mayor Daley, President Kennedy, or Charles de Gaulle, or tell a story about the man with a talking dog who walks into a bar. Every half hour or so, a short man with a large voice would walk in to read the news.
A bridge in Berlin was the scene of a dramatic Cold War exchange this morning. U-2 pilot Francis Powers was turned over to U.S. officials in exchange for Soviet master spy Rudolf Abel.
My father would excuse himself to run to the bathroom. For years, I thought my father went to the bathroom an awful lot. Then one day a doctor told me, gently, he was probably going in there to take a drink.
America has always been a religious nation. Be a part of this American tradition by attending the church or synagogue of your choice regularly, as a family. It's Joey D. in the Peppermint Twist.
I treasure this recording, and I'm glad to have it for my daughters to be able to hear at least a little of the grandfather they will never know. But it's also hard for me to hear. To me, this voice that gets to speak in small spurts between the records sounds downcast and melancholy. It reminds me that soon my father would lose more jobs, drink more, be hurt more, and die within a few years. But on those Saturday mornings in the studio, when the red light dimmed, and even though the audience around him was usually just an engineer, the mailman, and his little boy, my father would rally to truly entertain. I'd like my daughters to know that he was funny, but even more, I'd like them to know that even when he was sad and exhausted, he kept trying. Good fathers give us whatever they have.
It's Sam Cooke, twisting the night away.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, everybody's feeling great.
And this is Weekend Edition, directed by Sarah Byer Kelly and produced by Darcy Bacon, Elaine Heinzman, Bridget McCarthy, Janaea Williams, Justine Kennan, MJ Davis, Zoe Chase, and Vicky Chow. Our technical director is Burke Hunn, so ably assisted by Marta Curcius and Tim Olmsted. Our librarians are Akeem Oleski, Mary Glendinning, and Robert Goldstein. Our senior editor is Tony Marcano, and the senior producer of Weekend Edition Saturday is Peter Breslow. I'm Ernie Simonson.